That beautiful sparkling prelude from the violin partita number 3. It's Bach, starting off our Friday morning. Philippe Honoré, the violinist. This morning, well, we're starting off, this sounds great, Bach, Vivaldi, Mozart, Jean Sibelius. And we have a really nice Franz Schubert cello quintet, that's its nickname by Franz Schubert. It's his last piece of chamber music, and some people have called it the greatest piece of chamber music ever written, played by our musical friends, the Opus 76 String Quartet. But for now, good morning. It's 10 minutes into our 9 o'clock hour. Oh, and KPR's Community Spotlight is taking applications now for next year from local nonprofits who need help spreading the awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Anybody can turn in an application, details at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's a Vivaldi bassoon concerto, his 30th one in the key of G, here on KPR. The bassoon player was Klaus Thunemann with members of I Musici, Antonio Vivaldi's Bassoon Concerto, number 30, this morning on KPR. Next, a Mozart piano sonata and one of the Sibelius better-known pieces. Also, a little bit of Sleeping Beauty after the news, and Schubert and Liszt. It's a great morning for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you for your company. Glad we're listening to tunes together here on Kansas Public Radio from KU. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia and kansaspublicradio.org. Classical delights for your afternoon today include Wagner's Flying Dutchman Overture, a Boccherini cello sonata, and Mozart, the 33rd Symphony. Classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. I'm Cordelia. Next is Mozart's 13th piano sonata at the piano, Ivan Moravets on KPR. Bravo, Ivan Moravets, playing Mozart's 13th piano sonata this morning for us on Kansas Public Radio on this beautiful fall day. Next, full of melodies that'll stick in your head, the Corellia Suite by Jean Sibelius. Support for all the classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center and from the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Xavier Foley on bass, Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary. Here's Sir Neville Mariner in the Academy for the Corellia Suite. It's Finnish composer Jean Sibelius on KPR. Thank you, Jean Sibelius, for writing that. The Corellia Suite, played by Sir Neville Mariner and the Academy. Here on Kansas Public Radio, here's a little bit of Handel from his keyboard suite number 8 in G on KPR.
Nation, context, accountability on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning. Well, I guess Monday morning for the next Morning Edition proper from 5 to 9. Of course, there's Weekend Edition on the weekends between 7 and 10. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU. KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. And the Bach Aria Soloists, presenting a debut collaboration with the Missouri Choral Artists, with works by Bach, Britten, and more, Saturday, November 15th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Tickets and details at BachAriaSoloists.com. It's 10:01, it's KPR.
Live from NPR News and
Market themselves as treatment. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Sony Pictures Classics with Nuremberg. It's a new thriller starring Russell Crowe, Rami Malek, and Michael Shannon about the historic post-World War II trial of Nazi official Hermann Göring, now playing in theaters. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. Some solid gold music from Sleeping Beauty, a waltz, Tchaikovsky's music played by the Warsaw Philharmonic. Next, we'll hear from Kansas City's own, the Opus 76 String Quartet, also a Liszt Hungarian Rhapsody coming up. It's about 8.5 minutes into our 10 o'clock hour. Today's high should be about 70. Careful as you're walking across campus or town, look out for flying frisbees and footballs as people try to celebrate maybe one of the last warm days, but I don't know. Veterans Day on Tuesday is supposed to be mostly sunny with the high near 64, so it's not over yet. Support this morning for all the great classical music comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow and former Kosovar diplomat Chendrim Gashi, in conversation with Pierre Shimunovich, November 13th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages, over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum, now until Wednesday, December 31st. Details at lecomptonkansas.com. Here's the last chamber music piece written by Franz Schubert, who died young in his early 30s, around 1830 or so. It's sometimes called the Cello Quintet. It's his quintet scored for two violins, viola, and two cellos. It's the Opus 76 String Quartet, assisted by extra cellist Naomi Golubovic on KPR. Wow, bringing that to a great finish. Kansas City's own Opus 76 String Quartet with extra cellist Naomi Golubovic. And that was, boy, I could see why some people call that the best piece of chamber music of all time. It's the last chamber music piece that Franz Schubert wrote. His quintet for two violins, viola, and two cellos in the key of C. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The 2026 midterm elections are less than a year away. Next time on Prairie Journal, we preview the midterms with Dole visiting fellow and journalist Jerry Seib. Join Kay McIntyre for Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on Kansas Public Radio. And by the way, KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve. And we'll highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves. Applications at kansaspublicradio.org. Listen for one of the ancient airs and dances for lute, arranged by Otterino Respighi right after the news. And then we have four Spanish dances by De Falla, a concertino for harp, and a new recording of Maurice Ravel's Rhapsody Espanol. All ahead, keep it here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas.
Not expect.
Join us in the morning, 5 to 9, here on KPR. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas City Civic Orchestra, presenting Musical Memories of Fantasia, November 14th at 7:30 p.m., and the 15th at 2 p.m. at Atonement Lutheran Church. The Saturday matinee follows the Baber Instrument Zoo at 12:45. Details at kccivic.org. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Kansas Arts Commission, accepting nominations for the 2026 Kansas Governor's Arts Awards, celebrating artists, organizations, and businesses. Details at kansasartscommission.com. It's 11:01. It's KPR.
It's Frank Ordonez. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio, KPR from KU. One of the ancient airs and dances for lute, the Italiana, from a suite by Respighi, Herbert von Karajan's Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where support for the classical music comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems, such as backup batteries and solar panels, for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. I had an uncle who would say he fancied all things Spanish. Well, that in a way describes this hour, next by Spanish composer Manuel de Falla. Four Spanish pieces, and at about a quarter till noon or so, we'll hear a new recording with Joanne Folletta and the Buffalo Philharmonic just out this year of the Rhapsody Espanol by Maurice Ravel. Let's hear those four Spanish pieces by de Falla. It's Alicia de la Rocha at the piano now on KPR. With pianist Alicia de la Rocha, the four Spanish pieces by Manuel de Falla here on Kansas Public Radio. More music with the Spanish flavor, the Rhapsody Espanol, Maurice Ravel coming up. And next, we have a little concertino for harp, string quartet, and three clarinets. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, Topeka, and Kansas City, 89.7 Emporia, KansasPublicRadio.org. Classical delights for your afternoon include Wagner's Flying Dutchman Overture, a Boccherini Cello Sonata in Mozart, the 33rd Symphony. Classical music from noon to 3 with Jeff on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then. This is the concertino now featuring the harp. The composer is Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. Catherine Michel is the harpist with the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra on KPR. A great piece, a concertino by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. Interesting story of his life. He went out to Hollywood and wrote a few film scores. But, as you just heard, he was very good with classical music. The correct title is Concertino for Harp, String Quartet, and Three Clarinets, with Antonio Del Maida and members of the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra. Catherine Michel was the harpist. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. Looks like a beautiful day in store at 64 so far in Lawrence, on the way up to 70. There might be a few clouds passing over Lawrence, bringing a chance of sprinkles between 1 and 2 o'clock, but ultimately a sunny day, 70. And tonight's low 43. Saturday should start cloudy, become sunny with a high of 61. Winds will change and start gusting, and Saturday night is when it'll be pretty cold. Chance of sprinkles before 3 in the morning, maybe snow flurries, can you believe it? Between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m., then a chance of flurries after 4. So, the low Saturday night about 30. Sunday's high 39, cold day Sunday, but it looks like by Tuesday, Veterans Day, we should be warming up to 64. Joanne Folletta directs the Buffalo Philharmonic now in their 2025 recording of the Rhapsody Espagnole by Maurice Ravel, now on KPR. Maurice Ravel's Rhapsody Espagnole on KPR. Here's a little bit of Bach. Here's the two-part invention number 8. The Bach two-part invention number 8. Jeff Watson has some great music coming up later. I believe it's Clara Schumann's birthday today, and her piano concerto is coming up at about 2:35. Also, the Peter Warlock Serenade for Strings right after the 1 o'clock news. And look forward to Dance with the Mandolins from Romeo and Juliet by Prokofiev before we hear Wagner and Boccherini in the noon hour right here on KPR.
Global
great art, and that's something that's happening here.
I'm Juana Summers. NPR's Stephen Thompson reviews Rosalia's sprawling new record, Lux. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
I like Rosalia. She has a lot of classical influences. They had a piece during Morning Edition about her, too. I think you'll enjoy that. During All Things Considered, starting at 3, right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live and local on KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute. Support for classical music this morning on KPR has come from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. I'm Cordelia Brown. Enjoy this great afternoon. It should be about 70 degrees today. Jeff Watson's in with more classics in just a few minutes. Afternoon news and start date on KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm live.